Okay, we are back. This is the 3 for Free mini workshops with Small Town Hub. And we are just moving into our next of our 3 little mini series. So our first one, we talked a little bit about loyalty and brand. It was a very small cap overview of what that looks like. And we're going to talk about some of our marketing and some of your marketing and what you can be doing better in this next little segment. Marketing in a small town. Our clients, our businesses that we work with, they live in small rural areas. We're not working with people in the middle of the cities. We're not teaching you how to stop and stop from people on the street. We work with small towns and small rural businesses. Marketing in a small town is not exactly the same as marketing in the city. There's not as many people. You have to reach out to your audience in a different way. You don't have the same amount of employees. There's a ton of stuff. We can list it forever. It is a little tiny. It is a little bit different. There's things that you have to be aware of and things that you have to be able to use to your advantage. We talked about this in the customer perception workshop as well. This was the old school way of marketing. It was super easy. We hung up a sign, people came. That's exactly what happened. It lasted for a crazy, crazy, crazy long time in small towns. In the cities, people had a flower shop crop up across the street, crop up next door, crop up across town, and they had to change and they had to adapt to stay in business. In small towns, we didn't have to do that because we didn't have the same amount of competition. And then the internet came and everything changed. So many small towns started struggling because suddenly their competition was literally in the palm of my hand. And all of their customers could look it up and say, wow, you're really overcharging on this. Wow, you know, I could get this shipped to my house for free. Did you know they sell a better version of this? Whatever it is. And they started to struggle and they didn't know how to keep up with this huge change because it was a huge, huge change from we sell flowers to so does everybody else. It's crazy how big it was, is still, and how much we had to adapt and how much we kind of got left in the dust because we didn't adapt quick enough. So this whole entire little course is about marketing, how marketing has changed, and how you can make these changes in your business right now so you can start reaching further and doing more and reaching more people and selling more, because end game, you have to be selling more. It doesn't matter if you have 50,000 followers. If none of them are buying from you, it doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant and it doesn't help your business at all. So that's not what we're going to focus on. Okay, so we brand with intention. We already talked about that. All of that branding, all of that customer perception that we talked about was intentional. We wanted to take all of these perceptions and these things that people assumed about us and redirect them and do it so we knew what people were thinking, why they were thinking that, and how to fix problems when they come up. We want to do the exact same thing with marketing. We want to market intentionally. A lot of us market in kind of a, well, I threw some stuff here and I threw some stuff here and I went to a show and I threw some Facebook ads and I did a big coupon and I put some stuff in the newspaper, and it's all this stuff in all of these different directions and we don't know why. I don't know why I went to the show. It felt like it would be a good idea. I put it in the newspaper because I really needed some business. All of these things, and it gets really expensive. And it gets really chaotic and it starts to feel like marketing doesn't work. So we are going to market with intention. Businesses that survive are businesses that know how to market. Even when things are hard, even when things change, they know how to market. We've spent the last class working on your brand. Now we want to get it out there so people see you and now they know how to buy from you. The majority of this, we are going to talk about targeted marketing. This concept works. I promise you it works. It's really hard for some people. It is really, really, really hard for some people. And it was really hard for me when I started to take the steps that I needed to in my business to target a very specific clientele. It was really hard for me. There are 3,000 people where I live, and we're not close to anything else. The closest Walmart is 3 hours away. The closest freeway is like 3 hours away. We really are in the middle of nowhere. And for me to be able to say I only service specific people was hard, but I promise you this works. And in these courses, in this whole Thrive Cycle, we're going to push you to be selling online. We really believe that the internet has changed the way that business works in a good way. We believe that your business can do better if we're selling online. We want you to be able to not just rely on tourism or your neighbors. We want you to not rely on anybody. We want you to be able to control your business. So we are going to push this pretty hard. And some of you are going to struggle with that. I just want you to take a breath and to listen to the content. And sometimes if you have to go out and come back, that's okay. I promise this works. Okay? So targeted marketing, we're going to go back. Targeted marketing is choosing one, if you don't know this already, some of you are going to be like, I get this, Kara, shut up. But for those of you who don't, which it was new to me 5 years ago when I first learned it, I hadn't really thought of this concept this way. So targeted marketing is all of this around, except for the bullseye, are all of the people. And not all of them are people that you want to be bringing into your business. Not all of them are people that you love. Not all of them are people that enhance what your business does. Not all of them are people that understand what you're doing. So we're going to target our specific clientele, the people who get us, the people who spend money with us, and the people who recommend us. We are targeting them very, very, very directly. So as we're doing this, some of you are going to have some walls that come up. It feels like we're excluding people. Someone might feel like they're not wanted in our business. A big one is that I can't afford to not appeal to everyone. I have to appeal to everyone. We have to sell to everybody. It matters. It matters. It matters. I am a business for everybody. I get this all the time. Everybody can come here. Everybody, everybody. I am not an outdoor person. We're going to talk about this one directly. I'm not really a very outdoor person. I'm not like a super skinny thing that hikes and climbs and all of these things. And I was teaching a workshop and a guy in the back raised his hand and said, but my business is for everybody. And I said, what do you do? And he said, stand up paddleboarding. And I was like, I am not your client. Never in my life am I going to pay somebody to make a fool of myself for an hour. Like, I'm not. That's not going to happen. If he was doing skydiving, I'm not your person. Never in my life am I going to get in a plane just to jump out of it. I'm not your person. And it's okay. And it was really hard for him to understand that concept, that it's okay that I'm not your person. It's okay because there are other people who are. And if one day I decide that I am brave and I really, really, really want to do stand-up paddleboarding and fall off a lot and make a fool of myself, then I could still come back and remember who he is and know that he is really good at this thing. But I'm not his person. And it's okay. It's really hard for people to be okay with that. The last one is we feel like we're turning away money. The truth of it all, though, is the only person that targeted marketing is hard on is you. It is not hard on anybody else than you. It makes your clients feel safe. It makes them feel like they know what to expect and how they should act and what they should, if they trust you. It makes your clients feel safe to really target down and say, I am the best stand-up paddleboarder for beginners. Then I feel like I trust you. Or I am the best. I know exactly what I'm getting. It's going to be beginner stuff. So if I'm scared and afraid and I don't really want to do this, I know I can go to them because they're the best stand-up paddleboarders for beginners. Or we are the best stand-up paddleboarders for high adventure. I'm far out of that group. No way in the world are those my people. Even if I was on the edge of thinking I needed to do that, that's not me. But somebody who really wants to push and really wants to go far and really wants to spend this time doing these things says, yes, yes, you're my person. And I'm willing to pay more because I know that I'm not going to be stuck with a group who can't even stand up on the board. And so it changes the way that people perceive your business and how much they're willing to spend, and if they even choose you, because it makes them feel safe. If you have to try and please everybody, you won't please anyone at all. Let's go back to the paddleboarding. If he's like, we're the best people ever for beginners and high adventure, and they put us together in a group, the high adventure people are pissed because I'm holding them back. And I'm bawling because everyone's mad at me because I can't stand up on a paddleboard, right? Nobody had a good time. Everybody was angry. It doesn't work. You have to know who your people are. Targeted marketing sets expectations and standards for your business, and it helps your clients feel safe. People do not shop with you if they feel unsure, if they feel confused, if they feel put on the spot. You have to help them understand exactly what to expect. You have to target the right people so you know who you're bringing in, and you're set up to cater to that specific person no matter where you live, no matter what you sell. Okay, targeted marketing is not exclusion. This is so, so hard. You are not going to stand at your door and say, oh, no, I'm sorry, you can't shop here. Oh, you really don't fit into our demographic. You're not our person. However, you are going to set the expectations so they know what they're getting. For instance, Nike sells shoes. I mean, they're high athlete, go, 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 push, drive, be better, do better, push harder. That's their brand. That's who they are. I, again, am not their person. However, I still have Nike shoes because I like them, because I wanted them, because I wanted to pretend that I was one of those people. Whatever, I still knew what I was getting into. I still knew that I wasn't going to find prom shoes there. I still knew what I was getting, what it looked like to me. And they didn't stand at the door and say, no, I'm sorry, you're not athletic enough to be part of our store. I still was able to shop there, but I knew exactly what I was walking into. I knew exactly what I was looking for. And I wasn't irritated because I expected them to have special shoes for people who only wear flip-flops, and they didn't, because they already told me what to expect. And so I wasn't angry about that. If Nike tried to appeal to everyone, they would have to make sure that they included couch potatoes. That ad would be all about people sitting on the couch eating potato chips and thinking their shoes were pretty. Like, it's just not possible. You have to choose down who your people are. A couple other examples. If you are a restaurant that says, we're a great place for family, bring your family. And then on the other side, they're saying, we're a really great place for business meetings. Please come have a good business meeting with us. The business owners, the business people are pissed because there's kids running around everywhere. And the families are pissed because the business owners are mad about their kids. Nobody's happy because they didn't have a target. Sure, some families aren't going to go to a place that's a business style, quieter restaurant, but when they have that meeting, they will. And you're eliminating so many problems and so many issues in your business. You cannot appeal to partying college students and the elderly and be like, we're a really great place for the elderly looking to retire. Please live here in our condos. We're also a really great place for college students. Like, that's just a recipe for disaster. Okay? No one wants to feel tricked. No one wants to feel duped. Nobody wants to feel taken advantage of. And we're not setting our expectations correctly. That is when people feel that way. So let's go back to semantic space. We already talked about this. Similar information is stored close together. When you're targeting your marketing, let's talk about Nike again. They're targeting athletes. And so I think, you know what? I do need some walking shoes. It's kind of an athletic thing. And it leads me back into Nike because they're so dead on with who their people are and what their brand is. And that's what we want to be doing. We want to just take over the semantic space in our client's brain so they think, I'm a little bit hungry, and they think of our place. They think, I need a place for, I'm really scared to go paddleboarding. What do I do? And we know that this place helps beginners with their paddleboarding. Or I want to do some really high advanced scuba diving. I don't want the beginner stuff. We know that this place does that. Maybe that's our goal. Maybe that's a bigger thing. We need to set these expectations so we're giving people what they need. and what they want, and they can remember us better. So we're going to do this work right now. I really like workshops and stuff where we actually get work done. I don't like to just lecture. So I want you to actually do this. Right now, we're going to figure out who your ideal client is. This is the person that you would bend over backwards to serve. They spend tons of money with you. They bring good things to your business. They are the reason you're in business. They're the reason that you care. These are the people that you love to work with. This is the person that is just gold in your business. And I want you to write down who it is. Like, pause this. I'm not going to sit here in silence because that's weird. But I want you to pause this and really write this down. I want you to write down who your ideal client is. What do they bring into your business? And what would it look like if you could fill your business with this type of person? Just this type of person. Pause this. Write it all down. And I'm like dead serious about that. Like really, like pause it right now. Okay, so we have our ideal client. And now we're going to write out our blacklist client. I was a photographer for many more years than I wish I was. And I literally had blacklist clients. With that business, it's a little bit different because it's custom work. And I have to work really, really one-on-one with people. And so I did stand at the door and say, no, I'm sorry, we don't serve you. Just in a different way. And they literally, when I pulled up their name, they were blacklisted as we do not work with this person ever again. You're not going to do that with your business, typically, depending on what your business is. You are just going to know who you don't want. Because we're not going to set up ads. We're not going to market to people that we don't want in our business. So I want you to, again, pause this, and you're going to write this all out. Who do you never want to work with? I want you to think of the person who just badgered you, and then left a bad review, complained all the time, called your personal phone, yelled at your staff, threw food. I don't care what it is. The person that you see walk in the door, and you're like, oh, great, here we go again. I want you to write that down, write down the experience. What did they do? How did it hurt your business? And then what would it look like if you filled your business with this type of person? How do you feel about your business? And again, like really pause this and write it down. It is a waste of your time to do this if you're not actually like going to do the work. So pause it. Okay. So you have your ideal client and you have your blacklist client. And as we are beginning to build marketing plans and marketing funnels, we are going to do it with both of these clients in mind. We want to appeal to this ideal client, this person that you love. And we want to make sure that we're not appealing to that person that we hate. So let's go back to the stand-up paddleboarding. He told me that he really, really loves clients that can keep up with him athletically. That's what drives him. That's what makes him excited and happy and all of those things. He doesn't like the little kids. He's too worried about them drowning. So the clients that we don't want, he's not going to put anything out there that appeals to these families with little kids. We're not even going to put it out there. He's not necessarily going to say, I can't take you, but he is not putting it out there. We are going to make sure we're appealing to this ideal client, to this grand client, that if we could fill our calendar with this person, it would be incredible. That's who we're thinking of as we're doing all of this. Now, we already did our branding and we've done our basic target marketing. I do want you to take a second and compare both of those together. So you created, hopefully, at the end of the first mini one, if you're in our actual courses, you would have like really dug deep into your branding. If you have or you did any of the work from the first one, I want you to compare what your basic brand looks like with who you just wrote down your target market is, your ideal customer. And we want to make sure that they're speaking to the same person. So if you're like, my brand, my business, we care about cars that drive super, super fast. They only fit two people. We are like sports cars, and that's what we care about, and that's what we do. And then your target market is families with little kids. They're your favorite people. You're missing your target, like by a lot. And so we want to make sure that everything matches. So if you're like, my company cares about this and this is who we are, but your favorite clients are somebody else, you need to figure out which one of those things need to change because something has to change there. So again, pause this. Hopefully you did some of the branding. again, you probably didn't dive as deeply if you're not into the program, but hopefully you have a general idea after that class. Pause this again and answer all of these questions. I want to know if your ideal client matches your branding or not. What needs adjusting and how you're going to sing those together. Usually people are either dead on or they're off by just a little teeny tiny bit. And so it doesn't take much adjusting to get that together. If you do need extra help, we can help you with that as well. But pause this. Do that work. Okay, so this is just back to the same thing. I want you to just double check that they match, that they look good, and that you're speaking to the right people. When you have an ideal client, you know how to reach them better. You can create a real marketing plan. You know what they like, you know where they shop, you know what they care about. And when you can create, when you know that stuff and you can create a real marketing plan, you can cut down on marketing costs. You don't have to throw money this way and throw money that way because you don't really know where your people are and you don't really know what they care about. So you're just throwing money in all of these places. You know exactly where they are. You know what they care about. You know how to speak to them because you know who they are. And it's saving you money while you sell more. We are branding with intention. We market with intention. We are not shotgunning any of this and just crossing our fingers and hoping that it works. That is about all we have for this workshop. As we get into more of the marketing and how we do all of that, we will talk a little bit about tracking. A lot. We'll talk a lot about tracking. I'm not going to lie. That's going to happen. But right now, your next steps, I want you to make sure that your target market is defined and it works with your brand. That you are the same. You're speaking to the same people there and make the adjustments that you need to. I cannot speak more about this. It is so important that you control your business and that it's something that you love. You're a small business. You're in this business all the time. It needs to be something that you, that comes from your soul versus something that you changed to appease somebody else. You can't always keep everybody happy anyway. So typically for me, if my brand speaks to my soul and I'm missing my target market, I'm going to change my target market. Because I live and breathe my business. And if I'm living and breathing somebody else's version of my business, it wears me out very quickly. Review your ads. I don't want you to worry about tracking right now. We didn't really talk about that. We'll talk about that in the whole membership stuff. We talk about all that. So don't worry about tracking. But I do want you to define your target market and review your ads and make sure they're speaking to that target. If you do need more of this, if you want the rest of the stuff, if you want some coaching, if you need help on any of that kind of thing, our monthly membership program, it's only $49 a month. And again, we don't do any of the hyped up, we're super gonna make you billions of millions of dollars in a few days, in a month. It doesn't really work that way. This is real knowledge, step by step, that changes the way you do business and gets you the results that you need. Please, please email us if this is something you're interested in, and we will get you set up with our business evaluation and start getting everything ready for you. I think that is everything. I will see you guys in our next little class.